During the 1990s, America's foreign-born population grew by 57%. That's according to data just released by the Census Bureau. It's a larger increase in the foreign-born population than during the great immigration wave in the first decade of the 1900s. The large number of immigrants had a significant effect on the economic figures also released by the Census Bureau. Joining us to help us make sense of the two sets of figures is Gary Burtless, an economist at the Brookings Institution. Welcome, Gary.
Thank you.
I suppose we should start first by noting that the strong economic growth, which was reflected in a lot of the Census Bureau data, is one of the reasons we had a big wave of immigration.
That's right. People move to countries when times are going well in those countries. People don't move when times are bad. The Great Depression was the decade of the lowest immigration into the United States, and the 1990s was the decade of the fastest immigration into the United States.
We had a poverty rate that dropped slightly to somewhere in the 12% range. If we hadn't had such a big wave of immigration and still had sort of the same amount of growth that we experienced during the 1990s, would that number have likely dropped more?
Yes, the native-born population has seen a declining rate of poverty. The reason that the poverty rate has held up as much as it has is that many entrants into the United States bring little education, and many of them tend to be poor.
We had conflicting headlines in a couple of major newspapers. In the Washington Post, the headline was, "90s boom had broad impact. 2000 census cites income growth among poor and upper middle class." The New York Times says gains did not lift all. Where does your analysis come down?
I think that the 90s was divided into two parts. The first half of the 90s wasn't very good to people with middle and below average incomes in the United States. The second half of the 90s, from 95 to 2000, was one of just general prosperity. People of low income, moderate income, and high income all benefited. But the first half of the decade was quite rough on people, especially those with low income.
What did you find the most significant or the most telling economic numbers in the census data?
Well, one thing I found interesting was that lots of the areas of the country where there was a rising proportion of people with low incomes were concentrated in those areas that immigrants have found attractive to move into. Along the East Coast, there are these traditional cities where immigrants move. In Southern California and the West Coast, there are places that immigrants come. And I think that this points up the importance to the income distribution statistics of the character of immigrants who enter, their great numbers in some parts of the United States, and how they affect the shape of the economy in those cities that they move to.
One of the big issues during the 1990s, and particularly in the early years, was the widening gap between the rich and poor. One of the numbers that we took out of the census is that the U.S. population making more than $100,000 annually doubled during the decade, and yet poverty didn't fall very much. Does that suggest that we're continuing to see a widening gap between the rich and poor?
We certainly did in the first half of the decade. I think that the best evidence from the middle of the 1990s to the present is that at least among people in the bottom 95 or so percent of the population, prosperity was fairly evenly divided from the top to the bottom. It's certainly true that at the very top, the people who are entertainers and sports figures and CEOs of honest and dishonest corporations have seen immense improvements in their incomes compared with everyone else. But Americans have fared pretty darned well since 1995, and I think that's reflected in these 2000 census figures.
Thank you, Dr. Burtless.
Thank you.
Dr. Gary Burtless, an economist at the Brookings Institution.